Aging Today is made possible in part by FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy and the Claude Pepper Center, researching the challenges and possibilities of an aging society.
I'm Ann Barrett, Director of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, and this week's Aging Today question is, who provides care to older Americans needing assistance? Most older Americans with long-term care needs rely solely on their families, especially the women in them. Research shows that over two-thirds of people providing this unpaid care are women. The typical family care provider is a 49-year-old woman who's cared for her widowed mother for about 4 years. She gives 20 hours of care a week, helping with errands, housework, and home repairs. She's also employed and spends nearly $7,000 a year out of pocket on caregiving expenses. On top, a third provide care for more than one older adult. Such care is estimated to be worth $470 billion a year, four times more than the long-term care spending by Medicaid, the only government program providing any long-term care. As a result, women are left providing the lion's share of unpaid care for older family members.
Listen to archives of Aging Today at wfsu.org/agingtoday. Aging Today is a service of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, the Claude Pepper Center, and WFSU. Content provided is the opinion of the sponsors and not of WFSU.